I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. I'm speaking with Kev Marcus, violinist and co-founder of Black Violin. Black Violin has been together as a group for 15 years this year. Have you changed at all as a band during that time, and if so, how?
I think that we've grown, you know, as men, you know, individually, you know, just personally. I think as a band, you know, musically, we've kind of matured and, you know, kind of fallen into, you know, not just what we feel comfortable in, but also falling into music that, you know, seems to have a message behind it, which, you know, feels like it grows with us. And as a band and as a brand, you know, we're trying to always take, you know, another step forward and be a better version of ourselves tomorrow than we were today. So I think we're always growing, and I'm really proud of, you know, the growth we've made since we started back in 2004.
I spoke a couple of years ago with your colleague, Will Baptiste, who along with you founded Black Violin. And at that time, he and I spoke a lot about classical boom and what that means, not just musically, not just in terms of musical style and so forth, but also in terms of the message that that sound, the Black Violin sound, kind of projects to the world. Since you talked about the message growing and developing a little bit just a moment ago, could you flesh that out a bit? How has the Black Violin message changed over time?
I think that we've always been a group that wants to, you know, highlight breaking stereotypes and really about thinking differently and, you know, approaching your passion in a way that allows you the best chance to succeed, you know? So I think that's always been kind of what we wanted to do with this. I think this time around, our message is a bit more focused on, you know, making sure that we're doing right for our children all around the world and all around the country. You know, we just started a foundation, you know, where we try to connect the dots between teenage or preteen kids that are really, really talented that just need that one thing, whether it's the instrument or private lessons or a trip to New York to audition for that college, whatever they need to really be able to help them get to that next level. You know, we're focusing on that. So I think a lot of our messaging has kind of evolved by us just being more active in the community and all, and taking kind of the message of this band and, you know, putting it to work. And I think that's kind of been really great for our music and for our brand and our band.
And I would imagine that some of that message, that anything can be possible, is kind of coming through in your music, in particular in your newest recording, Take the Stairs, which is just coming out. What is the inspiration behind this recording?
The inspiration is that a lot of times people think of life as this instant gratification. You know, everything that we do is so quick and, you know, success can be, you know, right there. But, you know, sometimes it takes a long journey. You know, everyone that's doing anything, you know, spent 10,000 hours doing it, you know. And, you know, for us, you know, I think we're kind of at this point of our career where we're looking back over the 15 years and all the cool things that we've been able to accomplish, whether it's like performing for Obama at inauguration or performing for our troops in Iraq a couple of times or, you know, whatever, you know, we've been able to accomplish, you know, we're able to look back at it because we took a road less traveled and now we've paved our own way and we own the path that we've laid, you know, and it's not the easiest way to do it. And that's why we think about it as taking the stairs, but there is something to be said. There's a fulfilling nature of it. And there's something to be said about the journey that you take when you're trying to do something impactful and important. So this album was sort of a culmination of all of that, but with a hopeful ending to it. You don't gotta
follow. Sure, and part of the hopeful message may be that impossible is possible, which is actually the title of one of the tracks on Take the Stairs. Tell us about this particular track, if you would, what it's about, what inspired it, and so forth.
Well, Impossible is possibly one of my favorite tracks on the album. It says it in the title of it. You know, we actually just performed a couple of shows here in Fort Wayne. We did two kids shows, so a theater packed full of kids on a field trip, basically. And we end with the song Impossible is Possible, and the kids are just ecstatic. They're jumping around, they're dancing, and we're giving them this message of just like, you can really do anything. You can be anything. It's all about if you have enough drive to do it, and if you think about it in ways that no one else is. You do that, then the impossible is possible. 'Cause we were made to fly.
The Stairs opens with Rise, which is really a gorgeous floating instrumental that I think most people would never expect to hear on an album that is so influenced and so informed by hip-hop as Black Violin's work often is. Sometimes the first cut of an album can be heard as kind of a thesis statement, if you will, for the whole album. Is that the case with Rise?
Yeah, Rise is definitely a thesis statement. We always like to do what you don't expect. So everything about what we do is that. So, you know, Rise felt natural to do that. It's just this really lush, beautiful progression that's been in my head for as long as I can remember. When I wake up in the morning, that's the progression that I hear, the chord progression. So that's where that song came from, and it's really also just sort of maybe a palate cleanser. So whatever you've heard before that, we want to clear your palate, and then we want to present Take the Stairs to you.
And actually, the tune that repeats again and again in Rise sounds to me like it could be a hymn tune. Is it a hymn tune, or is it an original tune?
It's an original tune, but mm-hmm. it definitely feels like a hymn a bit. And it's just, I don't know, these chords, it makes me feel like the morning, you know? So it felt, we wanted to put it on the album, and it just felt like it's just started. It's going to be the morning. We have kind of the converse of it, which is the last track on the album was called Nimrod, and it's one of Elgar's Enigma variations. It's called Nimrod, and we just kind of made our own version of it, and that's the bookend. So Rise opens it up, and you know, Elgar is the bookend.
Right, and actually there's a lot of classical boom on Take the Stairs. You mentioned Nimrod, so you've taken this tune from the world of classical music and you've given it what I would call a pretty straight-up rendition. You also have a track called Serenade on Take the Stairs, and Serenade takes a melody from Dvorak's Serenade for Strings, sets it to a hip-hop backbeat, synthesized sound. Did you to use Dvorak's tune in particular for this cut?
We just loved that tune. You know, that was a tune we played, I think it was junior year in high school. And I don't know, it just had a special place in our heart. And it was on a playlist that we were messing with. And you know, really, that it started with, you know, us just kind of taking a recording of that tune and making a beat to it. Then once we felt like we were like, man, we can make a beat to it, but if we can make it flow as if a conductor is conducting it. Because, you know, the way that, you know, in hip-hop, we would just take something, we'll sample it, and we'll sample it to just a normal kind of pop beat. Serenade, we did the opposite. We've actually never done this before, where we took the classical nature of it and we allowed the beat to work within the classical framework instead of bringing the classical into the hip hop. You know, you see what I say? What I'm saying? So that's why that song to me is really special. It's one of my favorite songs that we've ever done. And it's just because it's so straightforward, but it evaded us for 15 years and we've finally been able to make it work where we put a beat to something, but it still feels like a conductor is conducting it.
Interesting. So this is something that you've been trying to make happen for a long time, it sounds like.
Well, like, you know, not even trying. Like, it's something that we hadn't even thought of. And then we thought of it, and then we did it, and we're like, wow, like, this is... And it wasn't even very difficult for us to do. It felt very natural. It's just that we had never tried to come at it that way. And so it's just sort of like, oh, we could have been doing this for 15 years. So I'm just a little disappointed that we could have been doing this for so long, because it really was right in front of us the entire time.
And there's a cut called Al Green on Take the Stairs, which is really kind of a ballad for viola that sets the theme from one of Dvorak's Slavonic dances to a backbeat, and cleverly to a counter melody of the iconic riff, as it were, from Spandau Ballet's True, which is sampled all over the place, and which itself, that ballad, True, is really kind of a musical tribute to, of course, Marvin Gaye, but also Al Green and others working in the genre of a soul ballad. So your track Al Green really strikes me as emblematic of black violin, as a track that really shows what black violin is all about. But what would you say? How would you talk us through that track?
Wow, that was amazing. No one's ever talked about that track in that way and understood it the way that you just described it. So thank you for that. But yeah, like, that was kind of what we were going for. You know, we were in the studio with Salon Remy, who's an amazing producer. He's produced, you know, Amy Winehouse and Nas and Fuji's, all kind of amazing, amazing artists. And we were in the studio with him, and I played the Dvorak Slavonic dances. Because, again, I just play things that I like, you know, and we just try to figure out how it will work within the world of black violin and what we're doing. And then he was like, you know, what would be crazy if we kind of put like one of these Al Green type of bass lines on it. And Salam started playing the bass line. And then Will started playing this soulful viola solo. In my head, because I'm also a violist. I play violin and black violin, but we're both classical viola players. And so I was thinking to myself, I was like, I've never heard a song that's entirely a viola solo. And that's what we wanted to come across with it. So we did it on this soulful Al Green vibe with the Dvorak Slavonic dances cut into there. So and that's what came out.
You said that when you're choosing things like the theme from Dvorak's Slavonic Dance that you used in Al Green, or the theme from the Dvorak Serenade for Strings that you used in Serenade, that you kind of choose tunes that you just like. Do you find yourself reaching more for tunes along those lines from the world of classical music, or more for tunes along those lines from the world of hip-hop, from the world of soul, from the world of other popular music?
I don't know. I mean, we take it from everywhere. Like, honestly, like, you know, music, sometimes it just comes however it comes. I don't think we intended to have a couple of Dvorak-inspired things. It just sort of happened that way. We just, you know, we grabbed onto the tail of the music and we let it, you know, take us on the journey, and this is where we ended. So, you know, we try to just come at it from different ways. There are some songs on the album that are a bit more maybe, you know, pop or rock-inspired, you know. But we just take it from wherever it comes and let it go on a journey, and hopefully it all makes sense at the end.
I'm Jennifer Hambrick, and I've been speaking with violinist Kev Marcus, one of the founders of Black Violin, whose most recent recording is Take the Stairs. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was my honor and pleasure.